Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the veteran and well-rounded Canadian jazz saxophonist P.J. Perry with the cut Layered Baird off his latest 2019 CD called The Quiet Room, and it's anything but. This longtime musician has shared the stage with a lot of jazz greats like Dizzy Gillespie, Woody Shaw, Pepper Adams, Kenny Wheeler, Tom Harrell, Slide Hampton, and so many others. The list is way too huge. And recently, he was featured as a soloist on the 2010 Broadway production of Come Fly Away, highlighting the songs of Frank Sinatra with choreography by Twyla Tharp. In fact, in 2007, PJ was awarded an honorary doctorate of laws from the University of Alberta, and he was also the winner of the 93 Juno Award, which is their Grammys up in Canada, for the best jazz recording for his album called My Ideal, and he sticks to those ideals. And we caught up with this cat here at the show. It was a great interview, and we asked him about his illustrious life in music, and this was his thought on it.
I don't think that I'm extremely talented. I have lots of friends that are way more talented than I am. But I think that I have perhaps a greater love of the music than most. And as a result, I think I've just been able to stay at it all this time and work really hard.
Man, such a great quote. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of great sax cats, from Steve Lambert to Ernest Melton and beyond, up with the birds, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to ramp up another hour of that jazz, kids. So PJ loved Bird, and as we get into his 1947 rendition of Out of Nowhere, let's listen to PJ talk about Charlie Parker. And Charlie Parker happens to be another part of the show as we move on forward.
Still listen to Charlie Parker's music. I hear something different every time I hear it. And every time I hear it, I say, my God, what a raving genius. And how beautiful that soul must have been. And the same with many other musicians.
Ha
just been on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I think that's just been the greatest. This is PJ Perry. I hope you all listen to his radio show. Thank you.
That was the great Kansas City vibraphonist Greg Carroll teamed up with Kansas City pianist Michael Pagan with the tune One Year Later off their 2018 CD called 2 Plus 2. So Greg is the owner of Midnight Blue Jazz, and it's a transformative organization that provides a seamless fusion of services for multiple sectors within the global jazz education and beyond. It is authentic and it's genius by delivering high quality products through creative, scholarly, and strategic services. And with that in mind, Greg was in charge of the traveling exhibition highlighting 16 Kansas City jazz pioneers with a native or historical connection to this city's great jazz heritage. It was emceed by KMBC 9 weatherman Brian Busby. He did a great job on August 23, 2019 at the Liberty Performing Arts Theater. Man, it was a great show. There was so much going on there.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, we got to get out and do this stuff more often.
Yeah, we do. They tell me that I need to get out. Got to get out more often.
But they had a retrospective where they had banners up, they showed a little film clip, and then they went into the music either composed or performed by all of these people, from Mary Lou Williams to several that we're going to highlight here on this next track. And this, actually, during the show at the Liberty Performing Arts Theater, the Vine Street Rumble was there, and they were joined by the legendary KC blues singer Danny Cox, and it was kind of a surprise. This was a really cool rendition of Jackie Robinson. It's not the whole one, but it's a really cool rendition. Have a listen and dig it as we move on here.
Yeah, here we go.
My name is Greg Carroll, director of Midnight Blue Jazz, LLC. I love the work of Joel Dimino and Neon Jazz. So support live jazz, listen to it on the radio, and come out and enjoy yourself on any jazz night here in Kansas City.
Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home but me. I've got a lot of kisses I can spare. Come on and get them, cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me. Thank you. can spare. Come on and get them, cause I don't care. I never knew a man could be so sweet. I dream about you when I go to sleep. Come on over to my house, baby. Nobody home, nobody home, boy. Nobody home but me.
That was the great Kansas City pianist and bandleader Jay McShann, joined by his KC Stompers with the 1944 classic, Come Over to My House. And this tune featured the great bandleader and trumpeter Oliver Todd, who is also a part of this traveling production. And they profiled him well, along with all of the others, 16 in total. So from the Prez, he should be the original one called the Prez.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you're going to do it upright.
Really? And make it official.
Yeah. And he's the one. He has the seal. He's signed. That's it. It's yep. The jazz man.
That's right. Like chairman of the board.
That's right. I'm going to vote for him in 2020. Here's Lester Young on the tenor sax, going for your vote. With Destination KC, all things leading to this jazz town. And you're going to dig it right here on Neon Jazz.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matt Cain, and I'm coming to you from New York City by way of Kansas City. And you're listening to Neon Jazz by Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the jazz man himself, pianist, organist, bandleader, and composer, with blues for Little Jazz, the great Count Basie, another cat with a lot of deep Kansas City roots, and he was the one where a lot of people stood on his shoulders and got a good, clear view of what this bluesy, jazzy sound in this town was going to sound like.
Worked with Moten's band, right?
Yes. In fact, Benny Moten was supposed to be the original cat, and I always like to tell the story, and it's not a good one, but it's what happened. Benny Moten was getting his tonsils taken out, and it was a freak accident, and he didn't make it. But they said in a lot of ways, Benny was better than Count, but you know, that's for the historians to debate, not us, I guess.
That's one of those things. I wish the recording industry, or at least the technical availability of hi-fi, had made its way through this era.
Oh, man.
So we could really hear how these guys sound, because it's hard to appreciate. But I will say this, even without the high-resolution sound that we can get these days on CDs and through digital medium, the way really to see these guys was to see them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's something my father and my mother used to say, having been survived the big band era
and
World War II. They said, you really miss it, even on television.
Sure.
Yeah, trying to cram them into a black and white screen during that day.
Yeah.
It just, you had to be there, the ambiance, and it's still that way, especially with jazz.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the way that show was. So from the brainchild of Kiefer Shackelford, we go next. San Diego-born L.A. multi-instrumentalist. This is the hip tune Memoirs of You off his 2018 CD, Happy Sad. There's nothing but happiness in this, my friends. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is jazz vocalist Greta Angel, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mm-hmm.
That was a legendary sax cat, Archie Shepp, with his take on Georgia on My Mind from the 1992 CD, Black Ballads. Born in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, raised in Philadelphia, he studied piano, clarinet, and alto sax before focusing on the tenor sax. He played in a Latin jazz band for a short time before joining the band of avant-garde pianist Cecil Taylor. From there, he would go on to change the world. From the modern-day jazz piano cat Victor Gould, born in L.A. and now in New York, he started out on the keys at the age of four. He was destined for it. This is the 2019 tune, Thoughts Become Things, off the CD with the exact same name. See? Thoughts do become things.
That amazing. Yes.
Yes, they
do. Thoughts materializing
into things. Was the first ever recipient of the Herbie Hancock Presidential Scholarship at the Berklee College of Music, Mr. Victor Gould, with the tune Thoughts Become Things. And we're recording this actually on 9/10, but we're going to take a look at 9/11/01 here in 2019. I was in the back of a water taxi in Venice, Italy, trying to get back to America via London Way. But we have a New York City strong cat here. one of the many that witnessed the day unfold right there, Mr. Sonny Rollins, saxophone colossus. On a live date recorded in Boston 4 days after those attacks of 9/11 in New York, this is the song Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square off the 2005 CD Without a Song, the 9/11 concert, as we move on. And your thoughts, John Christopher?
I wasn't there. But I was. I was in a... I guess we all have the stories, but what immediately comes to mind, I do remember walking into the newsroom.
Yeah.
And seeing the smoke in the building, and then watching as another plane hit the other building.
Yeah.
And the general manager came out and said, "What's going on?" I said, "We're being attacked."
Wow.
That was my immediate impression, just full speed. The angle of the camera. And you know, the network commentators weren't apparently watching the monitors,
right?
Because they continued to make their comments and ideas as to what had happened while the other plane hit. And they had to interrupt them and say, "Hey, you guys.
Yeah, this is happening."
Yeah, it was an amazing moment to be in the biggest radio newsroom in Kansas City at the time.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Watch it unfold.
Yeah. That's wild. And it's hard to believe it's been 18 years, but it has. And we're going to move on to happier pastures here. And it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, one cool cat, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy it. Have enjoyed it all these years. Hope to keep it up for, you know, the same.
Another 613 shows, huh?
Who now?
Oh, yeah.
Not all at once.
That's right. No, we're going to space it out. So reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
One of the best things you can do, free.
Jazz.